You don't have an enduring identity. You are who you are in the moment of your action. And actions are a combination of the remembered past, so stuff your brain is using to predict, that your brain's assembling super automatically, and the sensory present, right? So if you want to change who you are, you want to change what you feel, you want to change what your impact is on someone else, you have a couple of choices. You can try to go back into the past and change the meaning of what's happened before so that you'll remember differently, you'll predict differently in the future. That's what psychotherapy is. That's what, you know, heartfelt conversations at 2 o'clock in the morning are with your friends or whatever. That's really hard shit. Doesn't always work so well. The other thing that you can do, though, is if you realize that whatever you experience now becomes the seeds for predictions later, then you can invest in creating new experiences quite deliberately for yourself now. You can expose yourself to new ideas. You can expose yourself to people who are different than you. You can practice cultivating particular experiences like you would practice any skill. And that will, any new concepts you learn, new experiences you have in the moment, if you practice them, they become automatic predictions in the future.